Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lord, we reverence you today. We honor you with the fruit of our lips this morning. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed and worshiped. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Good morning, everybody. It's still morning, still a couple of minutes, Eastern time, right? Hallelujah. But before we take our seats, if you would just join me as we boldly proclaim our 2026 prophetic confession. Amen. And it should be on the screen as well as on the online for our online worshipers to follow along. So let's go. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift. And power is changing hands. The shift is here and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, passover, takeover, makeover, do-over, walkover, and flyover year in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. There is no one like the God of Israel who rides across the heavens to help me. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath me are his everlasting arms. He would thrust out the enemy from before me, and he will say, "Destroy, I am helped, favored and blessed. The Lord is my saving strength and the shield of my life. My help comes from him who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to slip or be moved. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord preserves me from all evil in my going out and coming in. He is my protective shade and my covenant covering. I sit fearlessly and confidently at the throne of God's unmerited favor, and I soak up his mercy and grace. Praise God, I am helped, favored, and blessed. This is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are lined up for me in this season. The story and glory of my life today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 2026 is my year of nonstop laughter, celebrations unlimited, unending festivities, and round-the-clock jubilation. Adversity will expire, and I will recover. God will have the last laugh and the final say. I'm laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Look what the Lord has done. There is no expiration on his promise now. Sorrow is destroyed. Failure is forgotten. Anxiety is vanquished. Fear is defeated. Setback is sent back. Bad news is stale news. Satan is conquered. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, laugh with me. Hallelujah. God is good. In this season, it's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. And he sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. It's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. God said he's given me treasures hidden in darkness and secret places of the earth. It's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. From bitter waters in Mara to pleasant streams in Elam. It's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. From forsaken to Hephzibah and from rejected to Beulah. It's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. From beggar to ruler. From loner to owner, from supplanter to contender. In this season, it's shifting and there is a lifting up for me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This is my year of vision shift and generational shift. I see the invisible and I do the impossible. This is my season of opportunity and open doors. I give my bread to the hungry and I offer hope to the hopeless. I'm anointed to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort the afflicted, and to set the captives free. The spirit of sacrifice is upon my life. I say yes to your way and yes to your will. My Father, I choose you as my priority and I make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped. The curse is broken and my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. I speak life. Lazarus, come forth. I speak life to you, dry bones. Come alive. I speak life to every part of my body and my mind. Come alive. I speak life to you, cells, vessels, nerves, tissues, organs, systems, limbs and joints. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. I speak life to you, dreams, womb, ventures, investments, treasures, properties, ministry, family, partnerships. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Speak life. Heavenly Father, we speak life. We speak life on ourselves, oh God. We speak life unto our bodies. We speak life to the work of God in our lives. We speak life We speak life, oh God, to our nation. We speak life to our ministry, oh God. We speak life globally, oh God. We speak life to the missionaries on the field doing your work. We speak life to those on hospital beds, oh God. We ask them to come forth, rise up. We speak life over Abundant Life International Church Commission in Jesus' name. Let's go. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift and power is changing hands. The shift is here and I'm taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, Passover, takeover, makeover, do-over, walkover, and flyover year in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. This is coming to pass in every single one of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Please be seated this morning as we get into God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What an honor to be with you today, sharing God's word and just seeing you here again. I kid you not, I'm excited to see you. I am excited to see you because you're alive, you're well, you can smile. You have a song to sing, you can raise up your hands, you can see me, you can hear me. God is good. God is good. God is faithful. God is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Just want to thank God for this opportunity to bring his word to you. Just want to thank our senior pastor for just blessing me, for giving me the opportunity to minister to you as well. Just give God all the praise. Amen and amen. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we go into God's word, I just want us to just pause for a quick word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just say thank you for who you are. Thank you for all that you've done for us, oh God. Thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for opening our hearts. Thank you for opening our minds to receive of what you have in store for us, oh God. Thank you for showing us your salvation. Thank you, Lord, for everything. We are indeed grateful. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, we just want to thank God for visiting us last week. That was a powerful visitation from the throne room. It's like an Easter celebration, resurrection service like no other. Never seen it like that. It was the first of its kind. Such an amazing time in God's presence. The word, our fellowship, the love feast, making an impact to those, the needy, to the food bank. Just give God all the praise and thank God. Thank you everyone for making it a beautiful time in God's presence, for your labor of love. And we give God all the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So today I was trying something different. Said, you know what, let me just skip my papers. You know what, let's try to upgrade. Well, it's happening. Amen. 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 You know, sometimes you just get stuck. Sometimes you get stuck in your own ways, in your own habits. And, you know, it works for you. But at some point, you're just going to be like, you got to rise up. You got to step up. Amen. And we thank God for the resurrection. Thank God for the resurrection. Thank God for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's when everything changed. Bible says in Romans 4:25, says he was handed over to die because of our sins, and he was raised to life to make us right with God. Our Lord Jesus Christ rose up for our justification. He conquered the grave for you and for me to free us from the power of sin. So I don't care what sin it is you're dealing with. It is not stronger than you are. It has no power over you. Christ rose to give us victory. So that every single day you wake up, you know that you are victorious. We know that you are victorious. Before I get into today's message, I just want to remind us that, yes, we do celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ during the Easter season. But as children of God, the resurrection should never be limited to just a season. Amen? It is who we are. It is our identity. It's a daily way of life. It's our never-ending reality. Amen? Jesus is alive forever. He is risen indeed. Whether during the Easter season or during the non-Easter season, he is risen indeed. And it baffles me how, you know, so many times you just see folks, it's Easter season, he's risen. And then afterwards, it's back to reality, back to their reality, and not the reality of the resurrection. Not acting like you're a love child of a risen king. Jesus Christ, he is risen indeed. And guess what? He's never going back to the grave. Never. Never, ever going back to the grave. So let your life reflect that you're that love child of a love king. The love child of a risen king. Because the Bible says the same power that rose Christ from the dead lives inside you and I. It's powerful. The Holy Spirit. And what's so incredible about the resurrection is that it proves that God keeps all of his promises. He said it, he did it. He said it, he did it. Proved all the doubters wrong. Shut the mouths of everyone wagging. Changed the game. That was game changing. And we're still reaping the benefits of the resurrection today. You know? So you know when God says, I will do anything, you best believe that it's going down. He's going to make it happen. He will see to it. It will happen. Amen? That leads to our topic for today's message. Our message for today, our topic for today is, behold, I will do a new thing. Amen? Let's repeat that after me. Behold, I will do a new thing. Amen. Now, main text is taken from Isaiah 43, verse 19. Read in the KJV version, where God boldly declares to the children of Israel through his prophet Isaiah. Word of God says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. This is a declaration from Jehovah himself, the covenant-keeping God, the God who cannot fail, the God who cannot be stopped. God didn't say, behold, I can do a new thing. He puts a divine stamp on it. He finally announces, behold, I will do a new thing. And God lets the children of Israel, he lets his children know that the status quo, the existing situation, will not remain the same. It will change for the better. Good will get better. Amen? Better will change to best. best will transform to perfect. And there will be divine upgrades to the perfect that God is doing in your life. Because with God, you know what? There's always a higher level. What you think is perfect now, there's perfect 2.0, there's perfect 3.0, there's perfect infinity. As for adversity, that one, it has an expiration date. Because Jehovah himself has promised to do a new thing. Hallelujah. Regardless of what we believe, God will do new things. The amazing and incredible things that God will do cannot be stopped. No one can stop it. No power in heaven or on earth can stop the new thing that God is doing in your life. Amen? Looking at our 2026 prophetic confession, God has declared to us that he will do a new thing. This is our year of supernatural shift. And power is what? It's changing hands. The supernatural shift, divinely initiated and orchestrated by God. The shift is here. Do you believe it? Do you receive it? The shift is here. It's happening now. And we're taking over in Jesus' name. Amen. Power is changing hands. God is transferring authority to us in areas we never, ever imagined. He's moving obstacles and limitations out of the way for us, for you and I. That is God's promise to us. What is our responsibility? Our responsibility is to trust God. It's to believe him for it and trust God. Our responsibility is to partner and agree with God's word. Embrace his word. Boldly declare, like we just did. We spoke life. Spoke life to areas of our lives. Spoke life to our bodies. And then to walk consistently in alignment with God's promises. That's what we will do, you and I, in Jesus' name. We would embrace God's promise. We will walk in alignment with his promise. We will mix his word with faith. And we will walk believing that what God has spoken concerning our lives, concerning our families, concerning our nation will come to pass. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So the question is also, do you want to be a partaker or a spectator? Let that sink in. Do you want to be a partaker or a spectator in the new thing God is doing? There is no sitting on the fence. You have to make a choice. You either believe or you don't. Being lukewarm is as well as you don't believe. And what does God say? If you're lukewarm, I will spit you out. Heavenly Father, we rebuke the spirit of the spectator in every area of our lives, as we embrace, as we partake of all that you have in store for us, all that you're doing in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. But before we go too far today, let's settle any questions we may have regarding responsibilities, where the new things God is doing, where that's concerned. Where does the responsibility lie? God says, I will do a new thing. God didn't say, you will do a new thing. Which lets us know that God is the initiator. He is the source. He is the architect. He is the creator. He is the specialist of new things. If you try to initiate it on your own without God, it's a waste of your time. What is your responsibility? Your responsibility is to recognize what God is doing and not miss it when it's happening. Recognize that this is a move of the Holy Spirit. This is a move of God. This is a shift. It's happening right now. Don't be found slipping. Don't be found unaware. Don't miss it. Don't doubt it. It might not look, actually, let's scratch that. Most times, it doesn't look comfortable. It's stretching you. It's taking you out of your comfort zone. But that is the Lord moving. I can boldly relate to that, and I know you can in many areas of your life. I remember, so I was looking for a job for what, 9 months? And when the job came, my goodness, I looked at it and I'm like, Lord, what is this? You know, because I'd accepted the position. But I didn't even read the lines. I thought it was the position I wanted. It was something else. And I go talk to the recruiter. Thank you very much. The whole spiel. I was excited. And then I went. You know, when you settle down, then your eyes are really clear. I read it. I'm like, what? It was something else. And I'm like, Lord, this isn't me. But I trusted God. I trusted God. I went. I did it. What I didn't know is he had made a way for me. And turned everything around, whereby what I thought was an obstacle was just a pathway for my blessing. And that is how God moves. Your responsibility is to recognize, is to embrace what the Lord is doing, is to trust him, is to obey him when God is doing something new. And the key word here is God is doing. Key word, God is doing. So how do I discern and recognize what God is doing? By being led by the Holy Spirit, by submitting to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, to ensure that there is no confusion. Amen. Make sure that you're hearing his voice. Word of God says, my sheep, they hear my voice and they follow me. They know my voice. That's why the voice of the stranger, they will not follow. They don't understand. And it's my prayer for every single one of us in this room and over the airwaves that the voice of the stranger, we will no longer understand in the mighty name of Jesus. That voice of confusion, we banish it in our lives in the name of Jesus. Amen. I said, keyword, what God is doing. I got a lesson in keywords this week. So apparently when I talk to the kids at home, sometimes I'm like, you know what? Can you guys just walk together for the next 10 minutes and moving forward in peace and harmony? And sometimes the keyword is peace. Sometimes the keyword is harmony, and when it's harmony, it implies that there is peace existing. Amen. So Simon's going, my youngest Simon, he's going to school. And his boss is coming and he's about to tell me something that his mind, his nine-year-old mind imagined. It's like, Daddy, what if this and that? I'm like, no. Dude, that's your bus. You got to go on the bus. And he's walking away. And he says, Daddy, keyword, if. And I'm like, that's my son. You know, the characteristics of a father, they flow through children because they're watching you. You know, we should be imitators of Christ. We should align with what he's doing. We should get on board with what God is doing in our lives. Amen? So if you go with me to the beginning of Isaiah 43, we spend some time in Isaiah 43, and we'll try to read some scriptures in there because it's so powerful. And this morning, it's so amazing because I was preparing I was preparing this sermon yesterday and really having a good time in God's presence, getting it ready to deliver. And then this morning, as I'm getting ready for church, I hear Simon again, actually. And he's watching TV. And I'm hearing it was Abundant Life today. Remember the series a couple of years ago, about 6 years ago? I was hearing the song where Edie and Christine were singing the tune. So that was catchy. I'm like, what's this boy doing listening to that? And he's like, Daddy, do you remember Abundant Life today? And I'm like, yes, that was a couple of years ago. And I kid you not, as I'm walking, I'm hearing our senior pastor, he's talking about it's the power of a new beginning. And I'm just like, Lord, thank you for that confirmation. And it's so funny because once I just stepped in there, I looked at the TV and I heard the new thing God is doing in your life. It is a good thing. It is a now thing. It is an impossible thing. I'm like, God, thank you for that. Right this morning, then I'm like, it's time to go to church. The new thing God is doing in your life, it's a good thing. Every perfect gift, every good gift comes from above, comes from the Father. There is no variableness in Him. He gives freely. He doesn't withhold. Amen. So let's read from the beginning of Isaiah 43. Let's use the NLT version. Amen. Thank you. The Word of God says, but now, O Jacob, and here I have, O Miwa, listen, so you could put yourself in there. Listen to the Lord who created you, O Miwa, O Israel. The one who formed you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. I love you so much. We're learning about the love revolution. I have called you by name. You are mine. And God reminds the children of Israel, when you go through deep waters, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Through adversity, God promises His presence and His hedge of protection. Doesn't matter what you're going through. His promise, every single promise is yes and amen. Every single, not one word from God lacks the power to fulfill in your life. And then the Holy Spirit convicted me this week and just told me, you know, all the problems in the world today, right this moment, that's mine, yours, every human being, put together cannot withstand the power of our God. All the problems from now to since the beginning of time, since Adam, put together cannot withstand the power of our God. That's how big He is. So you got your little, looks big to you, looks like the mountain, but our God is bigger. You need to elevate, change your vantage point and see it for what it is. It's not bigger than God. And God tells them that through adversity, I will be with you. I will protect you. Nothing, no harm will befall you. Now go to verse 3. It says, for I'm the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt as a ransom for your freedom. I gave Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Others were given in exchange for you. I traded your life. I traded their lives for yours because you are what? Precious to me. You are precious to Jehovah. You are honored and I love you. You. God lets them know how precious they are to Him. God lets us know on a daily basis through His word that what? We are precious to Him. He does not slumber. He does not sleep. He doesn't shut eye where you are concerned. When you are going through it, God is on top of it. Amen? He loves us with an everlasting love. And he emphasizes this love to his children. God is a God of the heart. He's a relationship God. He lets us know. There's so many reminders as you go through your day, as you've gone through the years, multiple reminders of the love of God for you. You see it every day. So if his mercies, you're not consumed, because his mercies, they are new every morning. His compassions, they never fail. They are new mercies every morning. Amen. Verse 5, God says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will gather you and your children from the east and the west. I will say to the north and the south, bring my sons and daughters back to Israel. From the distant corners of the earth, bring all who claim me as their God. For I have made them for my glory. It was I who created them. We were created by Jehovah. Amen? He made us, and we were made to glorify him. We were made to worship him. We were made to bring him praise. In verses 8 to 13, God establishes and he reinforces his supreme authority. He is unrivaled. There is no equal. And there will never be. Amen. Verse 8 says, bring out the people who have eyes but are blind, who have ears but are deaf. Gather the nations together. Assemble the peoples of the world. Which of their idols has ever foretold such things? Which can predict what will happen tomorrow? Where are the witnesses of such predictions? Who can verify that they speak the truth? Verse 10, but you are my witnesses, O Israel, says the Lord. You are my servant. You have been chosen to know me. You have been chosen to know me, believe in me, and understand that I alone am God. There is no other God. There has never been, hallelujah, and there never will be. Amen. I am the Lord, and there is no other Savior. Hear that? It stands in a league of his own. A company of one. No one else. No one else comes close. No one else will ever come close. It says, you have been chosen to know me. You've been chosen to believe in me. And understand that I alone am God. I chose you to know me. For your good, I chose you to know me. I chose you for your good. To believe in me. I chose you to understand that I alone am God. I'm not your second or third option. I'm your only option. If you want to get it right, I am your only option. It shouldn't be I will be. I am your only option. Verse 12, first I predicted your rescue. Then I saved you and proclaimed it to the world. No foreign God has ever done this. You are witnesses that I am the only God, says the Lord. Verse 13, from eternity to eternity, I am God. No one can snatch anyone out of my hand. No one can undo what I have done. Hallelujah. No one can snatch you from God's hand. Nothing. You are his. He fights for you. He's holding on tightly to you. Are you holding on tight? Whatever God has done in your life, nothing. No one can undo. No boss. No government. No politician. No law, no decree. But if God has done it for you, no one, nothing can undo it. but we are witnesses for God. We should testify of his love. We should testify of his power. We should carry, live our lives as a reflection of the resurrection power of Jesus. Speak with authority. Speak with dominion. And then the Lord's promise of victory from verse 14 says, "This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sakes, I will send an army against Babylon, forcing the Babylonians to flee in those ships they are so proud of." Their strength is in army. The strength is in warfare, is in bombs, it's in nuclear. They will flee in those ships they are so proud of. "I am the Lord, one, your Holy One, two, Israel's creator and king. I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves and they drowned. Their lives snuffed out like a smoldering candle wick. In case you've forgotten, I, Jehovah, made that happen." Now, this is the children of Israel when doing the Exodus. Now let's apply it to your life as you look back to see how God has helped you, how Jehovah Ebenezer has brought you to where you are, the many battles that he has fought on your behalf, that he has won on your behalf, that big breakthrough that he brought about when he healed you miraculously, where he turned around your situation. You know, God did that. It was never your education. It was never the connection. It was never your parents. It was never anything that you physically did. It was the Lord through his grace and mercy. Amen. Verse 18, God says, "But forget all that I've done." Amen. It's beautiful. Give me praise for it. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. But don't get stuck on my past miracles. Amen. Amen. Don't get stuck on my past miracles. Don't limit yourself to how I've walked in your life, in the life of your parents, in the life of your grandparents, in the lives of your friends. Don't limit me to just that. It says, "But forget all that. It's nothing compared to what I am going to do." Verse 19, "For I am about to do something new." Hallelujah. Amen. "Behold, I will do a new thing. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. I, Jehovah, making that happen for you." Amen. "Behold, I will do a new thing. Behold, I will break human protocols. Behold, I will do strange things. Behold, I will do remarkable things. Behold, I will do extraordinary, astonishing things, unimaginable things. I will do the amazing, the incredible, the uncommon, the unthinkable, the mind-blowing, the unprecedented. I will do that for you because I love you." Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it?" That question still stands today. Amen. Amen. Shall you not know it? Do you not see the new thing I'm doing in your life? When I move majestically in a way you've never experienced before, will you recognize that I am the one who set things in motion for you? Will you miss me when I walk back? Are you just a spectator, spiritually unaware of what I'm doing? Is that you? Amen. Are you a partaker? Are you embracing what I'm doing in your life? Can you see it? When the door opens, are you spiritually sensitive enough to know that, yes, I, the Lord Jehovah, opened that door for you? When I close a door, are you sensitive to know that I did that? Are you awake to perceive what I'm doing? Are you on autopilot? Are you just moving based on emotions, based on the trend? Or are you letting my spirit that lives in you guide you, lead you? Do you choose to be led by the Holy Spirit every single day? Behold, I am doing a new thing. The new thing I'm doing, it is a good thing. It is a now thing. It is impossible. You can't make it happen. God is faithful. He's too faithful. And as this service draws to a close, saints, God is calling us to recognize and embrace the new thing that he's doing in our lives. God is doing a new thing in us. He's bringing about the supernatural shift within us. He's changing your mindsets. As you renew your minds daily with the word of God, let God change you. Because when God is transforming, he transforms you internally before it's external. And that internal transformation is ongoing. It's never ending. Be transformed on the daily. Spend time in God's word. Meditate on his word. Learn, practice hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. God is calling us to recognize and embrace the new thing he's doing for us. God is doing so many things for us right now. He's parting Red Seas for you. Imagine if the Red Sea was parted and the children of Israel didn't walk through because they didn't know it was God. He is doing the impossible. He's changing your identity. He's elevating you. He's making you walk on the high places of the earth. Sometimes it doesn't look like it. But be patient. Trust God. Trust his process. If you put a little bucket, if you put a big bucket, actually, and there's a tap, it's just dripping, one drop at a time, eventually it will fill up, right? As long as it's continuous. Now, thank God, God is not slow like that. But God has total authority to determine his timing for you. Don't be in a hurry. Don't walk faster than God is. He leads, you align, you follow. Amen. God is setting you amongst princes. He's placing you in seats of honor. Amen. And finally, God wants you to recognize and embrace the new thing he's doing through you. He wants you to be a witness for him. He wants you to go to the ends of the earth, in the marketplace. Speak. Let your life reflect the life of a child of God. God's calling us to be kingdom extenders. People who are all about kingdom business. He wants us to be vessels of blessings. Thank God. We're doing that last week. We're going to do that again by the special grace of God. And it doesn't have to be only when the church, the ministry is doing that. On your own. Be channels of be vessels of blessing. You're just not the blessed. You're not just the blessed. You're a blesser. You're blessed. Because of your blessing, you can give your bread to the hungry. You can offer hope to the hopeless. God is doing a new thing in our lives, brothers and sisters. He's spoken it. And he watches over his word. He will perform it. He'll bring it to pass. Amen. Let's be on our feet today as we wrap up today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The word says, behold, I will do a new thing, Heavenly Father. The word says, now it shall spring forth, shall you not know it? The word says, I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Right now, I just want us to pray for ourselves. Let's pray for wisdom to believe God. Let's pray, God, to open the eyes of your understanding to discern what God is doing in you, for you, and through you. Heavenly Father, for wisdom for my brothers and sisters right now, to discern when you're moving, to be fully aligned with you, to no longer be on the outside looking in, to be partakers of what you're doing, oh God. Father, open the eyes of our understanding, oh Lord, so that we can see you, we can believe you. Father, help us to get our faith up to the next level. Spiritual shift, the powers changing hands, oh God. Help us to operate to the higher level of faith. There's a lifting up for me. There's a lifting up for you. Brothers and sisters, there's a lifting up for you, says the Lord. Trust his word. Recognize his word. Embrace his word. Trust and obey him. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. For our brother over the airwaves was having a hard time trusting you. That sister over the airwaves having a hard time trusting you, oh God. Heavenly Father, we ask that you visit them, oh God. That you bless them, oh God. That they get a fresh, amazing revelation of just how much you love them. And Lord God, they will align with what you're doing in their lives, oh God. And declare that you are King of kings and Lord of lords. And you get the glory in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we just say thank you, Lord, for your promises, oh God. Thank you for being our covenant-keeping God. Father, we say thank you, Lord, because you love us. You created us. You've called us by name. You love us. Oh, Father, help us to recognize the new things you're doing. Help us to embrace it, oh God. Help us to run at your pace, oh God. Help us to trust you for more. Thank you, Lord, for the new thing you're doing in our lives, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen.